Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Well, we do know that we are sitting with high levels of unemployment, don't we? The latest unemployment stats staggering, particularly for young people. Yesterday, I spoke to the former statistician general from StatsSA, who was reflecting on the fact that 2 million jobs, effectively, have been taken by you and me away from the youth in South Africa, and that there are serious conversations that needs to happen between StatsSA and the president in order for the president to understand the data and hopefully come up with interventions that will help. Are there any entrepreneurial opportunities when you are sitting with so much unemployment? That's the question that Gerald Mwandiambira has to answer. He's a certified financial planner. He's an author as well. Gerald, lovely to chat to you. It's almost counterintuitive, isn't it, that a person can be entrepreneurial while you are sitting with high levels of unemployment in the country?
Yes, good morning, Africa, and good morning to all your listeners. I think, you know, the challenge is really much deeper than just unemployment. It also speaks to our education system and the general mindset of our youth. I think we have an education system which is geared towards remembering and memorizing data and prepares young people to that's part of the reason why we have such a high number of unemployment, simply because we haven't really skilled our youth to realize that a job is not only when you finish school. And unfortunately, that's where we're sitting at the moment.
How do we fix that, Gerald?
Look, I think we need to start talking entrepreneurship at school. At a much younger age, the youth need to realize that ideas are worth money. And that, you know, you can create your own wealth and your own way. And I think that's the conversation having. Because often, you know, even right now when you give youth incubators and opportunities to do have small businesses, they still behave like they're employed. They simply consume the funding because they believe more will come, which is the behavior of someone who expects a salary. So we need to really work at that, and I think there are opportunities. Obviously, these opportunities cannot satisfy the unemployment, but I think we could be doing a lot more in terms of giving the youth of South Africa more hope in terms of a future. And I think as today is Youth Day, this is one of the conversations which is challenging South Africa at what are we doing for our youth?
Indeed, I wonder, is entrepreneurship meant to be taught in the schooling environment, given, as you highlighted earlier, the fact that the approach to education is very much not what this country needs, certainly not what the world is preparing its young people for, where it is about consuming data, remembering it when you are assessed on it a couple of months later. Should a Gerald not come up with a program, for example, that then Gerald is encouraged to then, you know, I don't know, put in place at a number of schools in Johannesburg, as opposed to relying on Mrs. Smith to be the person who delivers the curriculum for entrepreneurship?
All right. I think we are starting to get a lot of schools introducing it on their own outside the curriculum. So, for example, if you go into the more expensive private schools, they're teaching the children strategic thinking. You know, I saw one child the other day who was programming an animation, and they're learning programming language. And I think we need to move back towards vocational skills and teaching people that a skill is worth money. So, for example, you know, we get a lot of graduates from universities who have paper degrees, whereas a lot of people at TVET colleges, for example, learn vocational courses which allow you to immediately become self-employed once you finish. And I think we need to move back towards the technicons and thinking in terms of saying, how can we empower ourselves to create wealth? And one of the ways we can do it is, if you look at South Africa, there's this thing called the critical skills list. For example, so we could have a scenario where NASFAS, for example, should be saying we will not fund a career which is not on the critical skills list, because they are basically saying we won't fund careers which won't lead to positive outcomes of employment, as opposed to giving false hope to people. Because I think when a young person graduates, they believe they're going to get a job. But unfortunately, if they haven't been skilled correctly, they won't. And I think, you know, the digital age is upon us. And COVID has highlighted this more than anything, that, you know, there are certain skills which we can utilize. And
Gerald, unfortunately, the line not withstanding the test there, unfortunately. But thank you very much, Gerald Mwandiambira, certified financial planner. Unfortunately, that line not holding on strongly enough.